oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
You wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Oh, you know we need them. Yeah, we do. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be ready today.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
I don't know
point.
That anybody could be ready for what.
when Jay brings somebody in.
I'm ready. Jay, get it going, man. Let's go.
When Jay, right. When Jay Merle shows up, you know. What? So, okay. You know, you have ideas here and there. But, man, do you have an idea?
This might be the best one. So let me set it up real quick.
Okay.
Go for it.
A group of us get together Monday nights for dinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And old man's club.
It's an old man's
club. Yep.
Well, I'm the oldest. But anyway, one of my good friends is Dr. Jim Barnes.
Yeah.
I've known Jim a long time. Great guy.
He's been a life strategist.
He has. Yeah. And so we're talking, and I'm sitting right across from Jim, and he goes, you know, my wife Christina is doing some really amazing things in the country and western scene now. And I said, no kidding, what? And he's describing, it's like I'm on the cutting edge of an amazing story about something that huge that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into it, but I got Christina to come in today. It was hard. I had to give her money.
You got Christina B.
I got Christina B right here with us. Yes, I do.
And she's got, I mean, the story is incredible. Mm-hmm. Of the, not only a story of creativity,
mm-hmm.
but also a story of
growth, evolution, courage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listening to the voice inside, mm. and overcoming the obstacles like fear.
It's a great story.
Yeah. It is. And so I can't even begin to tell people, you know, Christina B is our life strategist today. You're going to meet her in a moment, but I got to tell you this, folks, I can't wait to hear the whole thing with her first song that she wrote.
Yeah.
Raising Men.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, wow.
As a budding therapist, I will tell you that it's amazing.
It's very neat.
Her story, her story is just off the chain. Amazing.
Well, let's get on with it. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX, we train your brain. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, pretty good Muffies too, SRT Sales Training, and Uprising Addiction Center. Back in a moment, you're going to meet Christina B. right here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us.
Do you want to to build a productive sales team? Are you trying to grow or develop an existing one? Do you want to change your current culture, or do you lack the skills to get you and your team to the next level? If any of this is what you're looking for, you need to contact SRT Sales Training. Locally owned, more than 35 years in the sales and training world. Relevant real-life skills that work in today's environment, no matter the business. For details, look online, scotttarkowski.com, or call 318-393-5219. And as always, make it a great day.
Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Strategies for Living Radio, Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now our very special life strategist. She is Christina Barnes, aka Christina B. She's actually a nurse practitioner. She works inpatient cardiology at ACS Cardiology in Christus Highland, and that's her real job. But now we're going to talk about what is hopefully evolving into her real job, her real future.
Yeah, that's right.
Christina was raised up in DeBary, Texas. She is one of us. Graduated from Elysian Fields High School. EF. You call it EF,
yes,
right?
Yes, EF High School. Elysian Fields High School.
I love it. Christina B., welcome to Strategies for
Thank
Living.
Thank you for having me, David and Lauren. Appreciate you guys. And Jay.
What a story. What an absolute story.
Thank you. It's been a fun ride, and it's just getting started.
So when did the idea hit you to start writing songs, writing music?
I would say a couple of years ago, I just had the confidence to try to write a song, because before that, I never thought that I could write.
Right.
Many of the older bands that I was in before, you could ask any of the musicians, and I tell them really quickly, no, I don't know how to write music. Mm-hmm. You guys do that, and y'all are the brains behind that operation. Right. But then I just was driving along one day, and then I said, you know what? I'm going to try. So I did. I wrote a song as I was driving down the street. And then my second song, I was doing dishes, wrote it in 10 minutes. And then I was like, Lord, you're right. I can actually do this. Mm. And then when my boys moved out in January,
right,
I started writing.
Now, you were a single mom for many years.
You raised
a couple of guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Men.
Now.
They are now men. Yeah. Yes. I raised them.
And one of the songs that is really causing a lot of
interest.
That's right.
Raising men.
Can we say it's viral?
It's not viral yet.
Okay.
I would love it. And you know, there's getting a lot of traction for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of videos being made on TikTok for women sharing their stories about how they're raising men.
As people are listening, mm-hmm. they can go right now and listen to you on Spotify and places like that.
Apple Music, YouTube. It's got
all the places, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're under Christina B.
Christina B with a K-R-Y-S-T-I-N-A.
All right. And yes. we hang on, folks. Later in the program, we'll get to some of that music.
Yeah.
We'll play a little bit here and there.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how it started. I was writing songs just kind of here and there just for fun. And then after my boys moved out in January, I started writing like crazy. I think I have 48 songs right now.
Wow, Christina.
And yeah, I just keep writing. And now that I'm producing them, I have even more energy to want to keep going. Mm-hmm. And so I have 10 that are done with the vocal. So you have to when you go into a studio, you have to lay tracks down. You have to lay the vocal track, the drum track, the bass track, the guitar, rhythm guitar, lead guitar, steel guitar, keyboards, whatever, organs, whatever you want to do.
It's a complicated, people don't realize what goes into it.
It is a very long process. It can be a very long process. But it's so much fun when you're in the studio. It's a whole new ballgame.
Yeah.
But so now that I've started recording and producing and having just that snowball effect.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
It has really catapulted me.
Now, you would sing when you were little, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I've been singing since I was little, but never had the confidence or the self-esteem to really do much about it until I was in my 30s, probably.
Yeah. What do you think changed that pushed you to say, I can do that, and it pushed you into the performing aspect? This was before the songwriting.
Yes, before the songwriting. Yeah. I would say that the people in my life that were giving me the courage to do it, telling me that I had a good voice, even though
you would do your job as a nurse and then later a nurse practitioner.
Correct.
You would hum and sing.
I would hum and sing in patients' rooms, and my patients or their families would tell me that I had a good voice. And then one time I was working at Louisiana Home Care. I was just gathering supplies one day, and I was in a supply room by myself, so I didn't think anybody was listening or could hear me.
Right.
And so I just was singing along, and then somebody peeked their head in. Her name's Anne. She peeked her head in. She was like, "You can sing, girl." And I was like, I guess.
I am now, right?
So she was like, "Well, you have to join my husband's band. They just lost their lead singer."
Oh, wow.
And so I was like, okay, I'm happy to try, but I've never done anything like that in my life.
Yeah.
And that's really what spawned the live band, you know.
So you went and had that experience for the first time.
Yes.
What was that like, Christina?
Oh,
the first time that
invigorating.
You...
Invigorating.
Yeah.
It was so incredible. Yeah. And then getting the feedback from the audience to make me think, I actually maybe sound okay. And people want to keep hearing me. They keep wanting me to go out, perform more.
I would imagine that's contagious.
It's
contagious. Yeah.
It's just... There's something about being on stage and being in front of audience and seeing them get up. And even if they're not dancers, you can still look at them moving in their
you
chair.
You can see them moved
along.
By the
yes,
music.
Exactly.
Feel the energy.
Exactly. Yeah. They just feel it. And that's what music's always done for me. So I can have a bad day and listen to a song and immediately perk up. Or I can have a bad day and just listen to a rock song and just get it out, whatever aggression or anger or whatever.
Right.
I can just
do
whatever. Music is life to me.
Yeah.
So if I don't have music or if I don't have a way to express myself, then I feel like it's just boring.
Well, I don't want to get too woo woo here, but I mean, you know, we're all frequency.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
You know, we're going there.
Yeah. We're all energy and frequency.
Absolutely.
And so when you align with that.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe different people have different, genres that
they are
drawn to.
Yeah.
And there's no right or wrong.
Whatever
good
you
or
are
bad.
In
Whatever you want.
Resonance with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Pun intended.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, and I came from a music background, too. Okay. I have the Spear family, which is a gospel family.
Right.
They are my roots, some of the gospel roots on my mother's side.
Okay.
So they are like the... You know, the quintets where they have everybody having like a harmony part.
Right.
That's, you know.
Love listening to that.
Yes.
Love listening to
that. There's nothing like old school choir.
Yeah.
So it's incredible.
Yeah.
And my great grandmother would play the piano for holidays and things like that. And just, she would bang them keys. So she was as energetic. I think I get my energy from her because she would just be banging. I wish everybody could see me right now because she'd just be banging along at it and just.
She's banging keys.
Banging keys. It is so much
air
fun.
Air keys.
That's right. It's not the air guitar anymore. That's okay.
That's right.
The air keys are in.
Yeah.
So it sounds like that what happened was that some layers got peeled away.
That's exactly what happened. That's a really good way of putting it.
Some layers got peeled away, and what was really inside that, I'm going to use the word passion, your passion came and said, hey, let me out of here.
Yeah, right?
Is that accurate?
That's exactly accurate, because I feel like, this is now the way that I can express myself and hopefully engage other people, because I've had a long, long life so far. I've lived a lot, had a lot of heartbreaks. I've had a lot of happiness. I've had a lot of joys and struggles and trials and tribulations. And this is just something that I can share with other people.
So the music is a way that you can express it.
Yes.
Yeah. In a short period of time and, if you will, download it.
That's right.
And people can catch it. Take, for instance, Raising Men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, and we'll play a little bit of that song, but you were telling us earlier that as you were writing that song, so much went into it.
Yes, it did.
And I could feel, I could hear and feel the love that you have for your fellows.
100%. There's nothing like being a parent. And
there's
nothing like being a mama to boys. And you're just like praying for so much. You're praying for them to not get hurt. You're praying for them to live their life right. You're praying for God to be in front of them the whole time. You know, they get in fights. You're just like, you're going to be okay, you know, and you're just praying that you're doing the right thing as a parent too, and guiding them correctly. So that is exactly what Raising Men is about. It is about not thinking of them as just little boys.
Right.
You're thinking of them as, what kind of husband do you want them to be? What kind of man do you want them to be in their household? You know, you got to think of that as what your future daughter-in-law would want.
Oh, yeah.
So that gets deep, but it's, if you're not thinking of that, then you're just going to be missing out on some of the things that they absolutely have to succeed in life.
That's the artistry of parenting, isn't
yes, it?
I'm thinking of molding clay right
yes.
now.
Yeah.
Sculpting.
Yeah. You're wearing two hats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wearing
daddy,
two hats.
Daddy hat and the mama hat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you were a single mom for
yes,
years.
Yes, I yeah. was a single mama for a very long time, maybe 8 years, I think, actually, now that I think about it. And man, those were the hardest years I think that I've
sure.
ever had to deal with.
Because you got to still be the mama.
You do, yeah. and you're.
But you've
to
also
work.
Got to be the disciplinarian. You've got
you
to be
do.
the male, and you've got to try to be everything.
Be
to,
loving, yeah. be nurturing, be you know, give them tough love, give them discipline, but you know, just also try to be there for them and make sure that they know they can come to you as a parent. It also trying to pay the bills and trying
yeah.
to. Feed them and everything. So that there were so many struggles involved with that, but it was also a lot of life lessons learned. And it's just a lot of reflection. If I go back in retrospect, I'm going, how in the world did I ever do that? But that's what Raising Men is about.
Yeah.
It is about giving hope to single parents or even parents who are raising boys by themselves. I mean, Or raising them together with a husband that yeah. maybe has to work a lot or whatever the case
is. Because it's still going to be a challenge,
it's
however.
It's still a challenge yeah. no matter what. And we just have to look at it as what it's going to be in the future. That's what you look forward to.
Yeah. yeah. We are hearing, as she unfolds it for us, we are hearing the story today of Christina B. That's Christina with a K, mm-hmm. if you're looking for... her music on Apple Music or Spotify or
that's
wherever
right.
you get music, Christina B. We'll come back and can we give a little bit of Raising Men when
yes.
we come back, and we'll continue to talk about her journey. What a journey it is. We're talking about it today here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. Much more to come. Be right back. When you need help, you want help now, and you want a rehab and addiction center that can help support you and help you flourish. Uprising Addiction Center in Shreveport is that place. 877-887-7473. UprisingCenter.com. Whether you're looking for yourself or a loved one, you'll find Uprising Addiction Center for detox, for residential inpatient, and intensive outpatient. You'll also find a team of dedicated specialists who will help you remember who you really are. You're not your addiction. Your story is waiting to unfold. And Uprising is here to help make that happen. 877-887-7473. UprisingCenter.com. A relaxed and beautiful setting. A dedicated team that knows how to help you recover your life and potential. Uprising Addiction Center. UprisingCenter.com.
Are you trying to develop a productive sales team? Are you trying to grow or develop an existing one? Are you wanting to change your current culture, or are you lacking the skills to get you and your team to the next level? If any of this is what you're looking for, then you need to contact SRT Sales Training. Hi, everyone. My name is Scott Tarkowski, and I'm the owner of SRT Sales Training. Relevant, real-life skills that work in today's environment, no matter what the business. For more information, go to ScottTarkowski.com or simply call 318-393-5219. And as always, make it a great day.
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Report. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Report offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Report. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Report.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family. Passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living ready.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. You've done good, Jay Merle.
One more time.
You've done good, Jay Merle. You want it in stereo?
Sure. Roll it, Leon.
Oh, let me tell you. Christina B. is, thanks to Jay Merle, Christina B. is our life strategist. Christina Barnes, a.k.a. Christina B. That's her
yeah,
stage
this,
name.
This might be one of those. We knew her when.
Yeah, you know? I think so.
I'm going with it.
Yeah. I think so.
She didn't mention that her very first cut got sent to Nashville, and the guy said, well, I'll let her tell the story.
So you were telling us. The guy told you, but don't
expect anything the first time, even the second time or the third time.
Let's submit it.
Let's try it.
The first one got snatched right up.
Wow,
so
Christina.
I could not have been happier with that. And ever since then, it's been a snowball effect. And I've been just blowing and going and having a blast doing it.
I think that's wonderful.
That's
what
it's about.
What a story.
Yes, for sure.
All right, so we're going to play a clip. And this is clips of the song pieced together.
It's just the piece of the song.
Right.
Yeah, Raising Men.
Raising Men. And Raising Men was really, is that your... You know, is that your
debut?
I want to hold your hand, or you know?
I would say that
is
it's,
that your hound
it's
dog?
Only part of the story. It's just one chapter.
Yeah. But it's the beginning.
It's the beginning.
And this was the song that got snatched up, right?
Yes, it is.
This is the first one.
All right, so let's hear a clip of Raising Men. Just
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, Christina B.
I still get chills hearing it.
Me too. Okay.
All right. I've got so many questions.
Okay.
All right. So you wrote the, you know, you are a lyric writer first.
Correct. Okay? I have to write the lyrics first.
Different songwriters do differently. Some,
they do.
Some, the melody is first.
Comes first, mm-hmm. Yep.
But for you,
for me,
as
I
you
have
write,
to write this, I have to write the lyrics first.
All right. So how did these lyrics come to you?
Oh,
tell us the story.
Man, just as they were looking. So I've got two boys, I guess men now, but they're 23 and 25 years old. They just moved out in January.
Right.
And I was just starting to think, oh my gosh, they're men now.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
I'm going to get choked up thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But, you know, they're just, they're boys until they're not.
Yeah.
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 So I was just thinking about the journey that I had to go through to raise them to be good men and functional men in society and like just loving men and happy men and successful.
Yeah.
You know? So that's all you wish for.
Yeah.
So as a parent, that's, you know, that was the premise behind it, but it just kind of,
where'd the idea hit you first?
Yeah.
Were you driving? Were you showering?
You know,
were
for,
you
for
just
that song?
Sitting?
I was just cleaning the house,
cleaning,
just cleaning, and just you know, folding their clothes for probably the last time.
Yeah.
And then just I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, this may be the last time I fold their laundry. And I was just like, what did I do, and how have I done as a mom?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So,
all right. Now, when the idea comes. How do you try to get it down in some way?
I have to write it down immediately in my notes on my phone because I'm very forgetful, believe it or not. But if I write it down as soon as I get the idea.
But if you get it down in your phone, then you can come back to it again and again.
Later on.
And build on it.
Correct. Yeah. And then sometimes I'll just sit up and I cannot sleep sometimes until I get all of the song written.
Yeah.
And then just like
it's got to come through.
It's got to come
Creativity
out.
has to come.
It's birth.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you get writer's block and then you have to sit on it for a day. And then sometimes I'm walking my dog and then all of a sudden it's like, that's what that song means.
There it is.
Bing. You know, sometimes you got to not think about it to make it come to you.
Yeah.
So that's been my writing process forever and ever and ever. So now,
Albert Einstein said that his greatest ideas came when he was daydreaming.
Right. Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's literally what happens. The most that I get my creativity from is when I'm not really thinking about anything.
Yeah. When you when you open,
we could go off
Floyd
on that, couldn't we?
Yeah,
we
could. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're right.
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoy that aspect of it because then it's just like when it pops in the head, you know. And there's been times where I didn't have my phone or my battery was dead, and then I come up with something, and I don't have a way to write it down, like I'm walking or whatever. And I'm like, I'm going to forget it. I just had to repeat it a million times.
Okay, so this is very interesting because you've written this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you've heard the song a kajillion times already.
Yes, I have.
And yet, and we can all see on the radio that when we played it, the emotion came.
Yes.
You know, and that's the beauty of
music.
The power. It's the power.
It's multidimensional.
So, that's exactly right.
It got
Lauren.
Me too.
I love that.
It got It got all of us. And that's it. It hits creativity, whether it's through music, through writing,
art.
Yes.
Dance.
Exactly.
It moves the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love that.
The energy in motion.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And that's exactly what being an artist is about. You want it to move people in the way that it moves you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I hope
that's the contagious part when you see people responding.
Oh my gosh.
To whether you're performing.
Yeah.
But I can only imagine what it's going to be like for you.
I'm excited.
Because the road ahead is, I mean, you've performed other people's stuff. You covered songs.
Yes. For many years.
Yeah, for many years. Now you're doing your own stuff.
Yeah.
Can you even anticipate what that is going to be like?
You know,
you're getting a little bit of it now.
I am getting a little taste of it now on TikTok. The only thing that I can fathom is like I watched Adele live on TV and how she just busted out into tears when everybody was singing her song without the music going.
Yeah.
If I have a moment like that, I think I would just melt. I feel like that would be just everything to me.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing like having your music move people to the point where they memorize what you're writing.
Yeah.
And it means that much for them to remember it. Even if they don't even intend to remember, it's just, you know, it is so ingrained that it's just like, oh, there's that song that I love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
What's it like when somebody takes something that you've put out there, something of you, mm-hmm. and then, and that this has happened with Raising Men.
It has.
They've begun to make TikTok videos of them, their family,
gosh.
And themselves and their situation. Yes. They take your stuff. What's that like when you see that?
So the first time that somebody did that, I didn't even know, because I'm still fairly new to learning social media,
right.
and how expansive it is and how inclusive it is.
You're going to be an expert before this is over.
You like it or not.
It is incredible. But the first video was this lady, and she was posting. She was so cute. She had a nice little hat on, and she had her two boys who were, you know, grown men now.
Right.
And she put a little clip of my song on there with her multiple pictures and videos of her kids. And that right there, I started just crying because mm-hmm. I was like, this lady, she uses my song. Like, that was the first time I realized that this song is impactful
to
somebody else. And like, that's what you do it for. So there's nothing more joyful. There's nothing more happy in my life right now that brings that much joy, other than going to church and the good Lord, of course.
But that's part of it.
What you're doing, exactly. I'd argue.
It's totally spiritual.
Yeah. You're like moving people.
I feel like it is. And that's like, you know, one of the lyrics in that song is through the fighting and the prayers. I mean,
because mm-hmm.
you are. You're praying.
You're fighting. You're praying.
You're praying. Please, Lord, help me through this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so much fun. And I've enjoyed every step of the way. I'm excited to see what the next steps are.
Any predictions?
She's going on tour.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. She is.
Yes. Yeah. Next year. Okay. So I got signed in Nashville.
You're putting a band together as we speak.
Have a band together now. And
do we have a name yet? Christina B.
It's Christina B.
Okay. Just Christina B. Okay.
Yes. And we are starting practicing that we can start touring next year. Going in a 500-mile radius to Shreveport-Bossier to start out.
Right.
And then eventually 1,000 miles and
I could maybe learn how to play the harmonica.
You want to come on and join me?
You could be a groupie,
I've got a
Jay.
Little harmonica in the car, Jay.
I always wanted to be a groupie.
Jay, let's keep your day job.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So it is going to be lots of fun to travel and tour and sing and perform my own songs.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast. It's incredible to think about. So.
Have you performed your own song live yet?
No.
Okay. Okay.
And we're also going to do some, it is to come, and we're going to do some acoustic stuff too. I'm also going to be doing local shows, you know, before touring and after touring, because I still have to keep my day job.
Sure. But that's the beauty.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the beauty of this. It's like,
it's an evolution. You know,
Evolving process.
It is. And I truly do love my job. I really do. But, you know, who knows what the future is going to hold. But, you know, we've got lots of fun to come and lots more songs. It doesn't necessarily have to be either or. It can be both.
And I love that both of your jobs are touching people's hearts.
Oh,
that was
Lauren,
pretty good.
Truly.
I love that. Can I put that in my EPK?
She does
sure.
That.
Can I take that?
Absolutely.
Well, I firmly believe there's a reason, you know, we have the word art in the middle of heart as well. You know, I mean, that's how we touch people through our art.
And through our hearts.
And through our, it comes through the heart.
I love that.
The art comes through the heart.
The art comes through the heart. That needs to be on a t-shirt.
There you go.
I do have some merch. She can do that for you too.
I can actually make you a t-shirt.
Her first business was when she was in middle school.
How amazing.
We are introducing you today, folks. She's our life strategist.
First here.
That's right. She's our life strategist. She is Christina B, and she is lovingly, artfully, heartfully sharing her story with us here on Strategies for Living. But if you download music, and most everybody that's...
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Listening to us right now does get on Spotify, get on Apple Music, get on whatever you get on
YouTube,
and check out Christina B.
Yes,
but come back with us because we've got more with her here on Strategies. We'll be right back.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living. Lady Radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, David McMillan, our life strategist today. Christina B. And wow, what are we, man? This is so your whole story, Christina, is so exciting.
Thank you.
And it's an amazing story. All right, so now we played some of your music.
Yes.
Now we're going to hear another song.
Yes.
This is another clip, right?
Correct.
All right, and it's called Saving Grace.
Yes.
All right. Here, let's listen.
So how can I let you know? My feelings don't always show. You're more than I ever dreamed. For sure, when I think you've done enough, you do.
Wow.
I got to tell y'all really quick that story.
Okay, tell us the story of Saving Grace.
So that song's written for my husband. And again, when I was working at that Louisiana Home Care, I didn't tell y'all this earlier, but I was with a guy, and the lady that I was working with, she told me that she did not think that the guy that I was currently dating was the guy for me. And she had prayed to the Lord to tell her with exactly I would need as a man in my relationship and what it would take to have, you know, the heavenly sent type of man for me.
Yeah.
And she said that the Lord told her that I was going to marry a guy that was tall and brown hair and thin and had glasses on.
Wow.
Y'all, this is like 15 years ago.
Did she say doctor?
No.
Okay.
She did not. That was the one piece that was left out.
See?
But when she told me that, I was like, I'm going to stop you right there. Because I don't date guys with glasses, and I don't date guys that don't have tattoos. And she was like, I'm just telling you what he told me. Mm-hmm. And so, if, you know, 10 years later, well, let's see, we've been together since 2015. And so that was many years after she told me that before right. I actually met my soon-to-be husband. And when I met him, I still wasn't thinking, oh, this is the one that she
right.
told
this
me about.
Yeah. You
weren't. So in that line in that song where I said, you're heaven sent, I know, he answered the prayer, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And that is exactly what that's about.
So that's why he's got the big head.
What, to hold the glasses?
Bit. Yeah, that's it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Just kidding.
He is actually one of the least conceited.
I know.
Yeah, Jay knows him very well. But I always also said that I was not going to date a doctor. And yeah, here I am.
And you were in the medical profession.
So
and there's a reason people in medicine.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. But we just work.
Yeah.
He and I just work.
He's
so
perfect.
He is perfect for me, and we are so happy. So he's my biggest fan. I guess I have several, but my sister would argue with him on that.
Right. That's okay. They can both be.
They can both be my biggest fans. Yeah.
Yeah. When you think back and you're writing the Raising Men, you're writing Saving Grace, and then you're listening to it, working with it, and then you think back the layers of your life.
Yeah.
Do you have to pinch yourself?
A little bit. Yeah. Absolutely. I still like walk around our house and I'm like, you know, Lord, what did I do to deserve all of these blessings, you know? Mm. And all that ever comes to mind is that he wants me to turn it around and give back.
So, I would say that the Lord probably says, hey, girl,
in
you know,
some way,
let it out.
Your purpose is that you need to show my love to everybody.
So. Well, it reminds me of the Pablo Picasso quote, right? It's like something like, the meaning of life is to find your gift and the purpose is to give it away.
I love that. Yeah. And that's exactly how I feel about everything in my life right now. My purpose is to give back.
Yeah.
In some way, form or fashion, whether it's music or, a, you know, relationship advice or just happiness or just make it a positive, you know, day if you're having a bad one. I don't know what it is, but every day is different.
Yeah.
Now, listening to your stuff, you've got that Celine vibe.
Yeah. That was actually the very first song that I karaoke'd was The Power of Love.
Oh, yeah.
And people thought that I was insane for trying it.
Right.
But so I mean,
I would imagine a hard song.
Hard song, especially
Jay
with
and I sometimes try it.
We do. Before you got here, we were hitting some high notes.
Lauren, I'm going to have to ask you to record it next time.
I might break the recorder.
So what's amazing to me is like how that sound comes out of you. You're a slender, I don't know. Forget it. I just.
You don't have the words.
I don't have the words.
You've gotten Jay speechless. He's tongue-tied over there. That's impressive.
It's a first. Well, then I think
huge.
I think what we need to do is share your newest song. Now, this song isn't even available.
Not available yet.
You're working on it.
I actually just got the master today.
It's a different kind of song.
It's a different song. It's about, so I just heard the word static while we were watching TV, and I thought, there's a million different ways to use the word static.
So it's called static.
It's called static.
All right, let's share a little bit of static.
Tell your friends. I got static with the neighbor because my boots were loud. She said you stopped like thunder. I said I'm country proud. My world was now getting even stream, but I got a guitar around a dream. I got static in my speakers, static in my soul, snapping like a spark plug out of control. You bring the heat, I bring the sauce. We light it up, running at full tank of gas. There's static when we fight, static when we kiss. But I'll trade quiet nights for a love like this. So turn it up, don't hold it back. Life's way more fun with a little static.
Wow. I keep saying that, but there's nothing else I can say.
Christina.
Yes, sir.
I believe that I'm in the presence of greatness.
Sweet's
got nothing to do with it. Wow.
I'm so glad that you love it because that's, I mean, as much as I love singing, to see other people's reactions is really just makes me so happy.
But the real story here, the real story here and the real strategy here, and this is why I'm so glad that Jay brought you as a life strategist. So the real story and strategy here is you were courageous enough, you were brave enough to peel back the layers and
to get in alignment with who you truly are.
Yes.
Well,
and
let me just
let
share
that. Come.
Exactly.
Let it come.
Because it's so starting from a really low self-esteem for my really entire life from a young child to my 30s. You have to overcome that. And I had to overcome that. And so that ending message for me would be to just tell people, don't give up.
Yeah.
You just keep on pushing and don't listen to what other people say.
It's none of your business what other people say.
Yeah. Keep on following the heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Follow your heart.
Yeah.
That's right.
Follow the heart.
Christina B., wherever you download music, I encourage you, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get it.
Christina, find her on social media.
Yeah, social media. Christina B. with a K.
Christina B. Music.
And,
at Christina B. Music.
There you go. And check out Raising Men.
Yes.
Especially if you're a parent.
Absolutely. Please.
We'll be back to wrap up with Christina B. today here on Strategies. Strategies for Living. And welcome back in to Strategies for Living. I'm glad you brought your guitar with you today.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
I'm auditioning, okay?
You're trying hard to get with Christina's
Wait, where'd it go?
Kenny Wayne, move over. Jay Merle, Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan with Christina B. today. That's a name you need to write down. In fact, the music, you need to download the name. Write the name down because you're going to hear a lot from her.
Yes.
Christina B., thank you so much for coming and being a part of Strategies.
Thank you so much. I hope
you'll come back again and again. Yes. What do you want to leave us with today? What's the most important thing that you want us to remember
from our time? Yeah, I would say that, you know, it's cliche, but just don't ever stop. Don't give up on your dream. Don't stop just what you're planning to do. And if you don't know what your dream is, that's okay. Explore many opportunities, many experiences. Just go out and do.
Yeah.
Don't just think about it. Just go.
Yeah.
And keep God in front of you the whole time. If you keep God in front of you the whole time, you cannot go wrong. You cannot fail. He will not lead you astray. So just always remember that.
Yeah. You
the stripes. She's earned your life strategist stripes right there.
Oh,
yep.
Thank you.
And,
well, it's all about happiness and getting the best out of your life and just living life to its absolute fullest, no matter what, you know, no matter which direction you go. It's all about what do you want?
Yeah.
And how are you going to get there?
Yeah. Christina B. Thank you. Christina B. Music.
Christina B. Music.
All right. And
K-R-Y.
So. Don't forget the K-R-Y-S-T-I-N-A.
Yes, sir.
Christina B. Jay Merle, thank you.
Yeah. Yes, sir. It was my pleasure.
Thank you, Jay.
Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being a part of Strategies for Living, and we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
Learning RX. We train your brain.
Christina's got to come back so she can do the roof.
The roof.
Thing.
Yes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. Pretty good muffies, too. SRT Sales Training. Go see my friend Scott Tarkowski. And Uprising Addiction Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Christina B., for Jay Merle, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Four seasons greetings to you all.